Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. Her preaching today is Good Old Saint Nicholas.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise person who built their house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it was collapsed and completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a child, there was much excitement as December 6th rolled around. The Feast of St. Nicholas, celebrated in many parts of the world, but growing up in my house, it was a tradition and belief expressed in a stocking hung on a doorknob awaiting fruits, nuts, and candy, which we really rarely had. As I grew older, the stocking was rigged with bells and cords in an attempt to catch my parents. But it was also a time when my mother would tell stories of my grandmother dressing as Bishop Nicholas and bringing the rare treats to children in the neighborhood. It was not Santa Claus, but a person who lived the gospel, complete with a devil figure to clobber those who weren't good. As I got older, I learned how St. Nicholas had risked everything for the poor in his city. The stories were more than about throwing dowries in houses to save a man's daughter, which cannot be underestimated, and sweets for children. Bishop Nicholas convinced shipowners, owners to share their grain to end a famine. They were fearful as they faced death if their orders were short. Miraculously, they found they had given grain, and yet all the grain required at the point of delivery was still in their boats. Nicholas stood up for what he believed and was thrown in prison by the emperor during a church council. But he was rescued with a vision of Mary, who gave him the gospel and the stole of his office, only to be readmitted to the council. Nicholas lived his life rooted in the rock of the gospel, not on the sands of holiday sales or treats. He built his house on rock. What about us? What are we willing to risk in our gatherings with others by sharing the truth of the gospel in our actions? Will we be silent when confronted with prejudice or falsehood? Will we stand for gospel justice for the poor, the immigrants, the homeless, the hurting? Jesus taught us to welcome the stranger, feed the hungry. Will we welcome the refugee, take care of the homeless, or will our house be built on the shifting sands of popularity? Today, can we take courage from Jesus and Nicholas who followed his way? Let us reach into the depths of our being and celebrate the gifts and needs of one another with open hearts and hands. Thank you.